Good morning. Hi. This is Kahal Echad Ben Mashiach. We are One of Messiah Congregation, and we're doing a study this morning. It's Thursday morning. We're in the month of January. In 2006, there was just a bombing in Israel. We pray for them in Tel Aviv. I think only the bomber got blew up, thank God. Five people are hurt, I hear. So everyone pray for them, please. There's always something. The name of this study is called I Am He. And hope you sit back and enjoy this and pray that God opens your hearts and minds this morning. Heavenly Father, bless this reading. Bless this study. Let it be for the glory of the living God. Open up hearts and minds and souls, Lord and God. Lord, we ask it. That it enters right into the soul, the very marrow of Lord and God. Teach us something new that we didn't know. In the mighty name of Yeshua, the Mashiach, the Messiah of this world. You know, we read in the Bible that you better believe Yeshua said that I am He. And in Hebrew it says, Anihu. Anihu means I am He. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 3, you know, a lot of people still didn't believe in Yeshua, and they said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Ha'atah hu haba im nechakeh le'acher? And that's what it says in Hebrew. Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? So they're even confused there. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 39, the Lord says, See now that I, even I am He, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Ra'u ata ki anihu ve'ein Elohim imadi. Ani amit va achaye. Matsati ve'ani Erpa, ve'ein miyadi matzil. There's no God with me. Ein. Ein means there isn't any. You know, this is very important because, you know, you might think, well, if there's one God, maybe there's two gods. No, this God said there's no other God with me. The book of Isaiah 51:12 says, I, even I am he that comforted you. Isn't that nice to know? Anochi, Anochi, who? Machach, it says, Menach Mechem. Menach Mechem, excuse me. And I am he that comforted you. This is very important. You know, some Bibles, they've changed the Word of God. They've taken scriptures out of the Word of God, where God doesn't even heal the broken heart anymore. Different versions have erased, there's actual verses deleted. So make sure you have the right version of the Bible. We read the Ben Chaim Hebrew, if you're reading Hebrew, where it says, Anochi, Anochi, hu, Menach Mechem. And yes, God is the one who comforts them. Menach Mechem. Hem, chem in Hebrew is the plural form of the word you. Chem is masculine. Chen is the feminine plural for you. So we see God is the one who comforts you. Now in Isaiah 52:6, it goes on to say, Therefore my people shall know my name. Amen. Therefore they shall know that in that day that I am he that doth speak. Praise the Lord. It says, Behold, it is I. And this is said right in the Hebrew. It says, Anihu. Hamidaber, Hineni. I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I, Hineni. Isaiah 41:4, it says, Who had wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. I want you to understand there's only one God, Echad, and he says there's no God with me, and I am he. And in Hebrew it says, Mi pa'al ve'asa kore ha-dorot merosh ani Yehovah Rishon ve'et acharonim ani hu. Yes, I am the Lord, the first and with the last. I am he. Praise the Lord. This is said so many places in the Bible. And we're going to go now to, this verse is really important. This is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, or some people say Yeshiel, Navi, the prophet. And the difference of this study, I want to make sure everybody understands. In the Jews in the Bible, we quote the prophets, the Nevi'im. If you notice, Judaism only quotes sages, which is like, I don't understand why they don't quote the prophets. The prophets never contradict each other. The Talmud, all the sages, there's thousands of opinions. Just in the house of Hillel and Shammai, there is over 300 different opinions and contradictions, according to Judaism. So follow the prophets. And it says right here, it says, You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me. And understand that I am he. Praise the Lord. And I want you to understand this. Ani hu. I am he. Lifanai lo notzar el. There's no God with me. It's some very important. Ve'acharai lo yeh. And there's no God after me. There's no God before me, and there's no God after me. Ani hu lifanai lo notzar el. Ve'acharai lo yeh. It says, Yea, before the day was, before there was even a day, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Praise the Lord. This is the book of Isaiah. You know, the phone is ringing, but I'm going to continue with the study. And it goes on to say, Gam miyom, before the day was, anihu, ve'ein, miyadi, matzil, ve'ein, miyadi, matzil. Praise the Lord, we're getting some activity from this. But we'll pick that up a little bit later. The book of Isaiah has so many wonderful scriptures. Praise the Lord. I just thank the God for this. I'm going to pause here, and then we'll pick this up in a moment. I just thank the Lord that we could have this study this morning. Okay, we're going to start again. It says in Isaiah 43, verse 25, I, even I am he. That blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. What a verse. Isaiah 43:25. Just think, God is the one who blots out your sins. No one else can do that. Oh, he says, and will not remember thy sins. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 43:25. Look that up today. Very, very good scripture. And Isaiah 46:4. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to the hoar and to the hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Amen. You know, it says I am he so many places in the scriptures. In the Tanakh and of course also in the Gospels and the letters. In Isaiah 48:12, it says, "Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel my called. I am he. I am the first, and I am also," it says, "I also am the last. Ani hu, ani rishon, afani acharon. I am the first, and I'm also with the last." You know, and you know, this is also, we also see that this is in the book of Revelations. If you have a chance, try to read the book of Revelations. It's very important, okay? This is very important. In the book of Revelations, we see it says, this is chapter 1, verse 11, where Yeshua says, saying, "I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Alpha and the Omega." This is the Greek, the first and the last. Okay, so we have Yeshua saying this. And what, and says, "And when I saw him," this is John, Yohanan, "saw him on the Isle of Patmos. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last." Amen. And I want to let you know, there is phone calls happening. There's things happening on the internet, all these noises, because this is a live broadcast. So don't be alarmed. I'm going to continue. Praise the Lord. In the book of Revelations 2:8, it says, "And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive." Amen. Yes, he was dead and is alive. Supernatural God, where the word of the Lord can actually become flesh and dwelt among us, and then it can die, and then it raised from the dead, and it's alive forevermore. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. This is a mystery, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, this is always a mystery to me, because there's only one God. But at the same time, the Word of the Lord is standing, and many times sitting at the Father's right hand. And I know God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I may not fully understand it, and I know it's a little complicated to understand that, because we are in this the flesh, we are in the this earthy body, and one of these days when we have an incorruptible body, and we are supernatural, we will be able to understand the supernatural. Right now, of course, we're not supernatural. As far as I know, everyone dies, right? Yes. So there's the finite, and then there's the infinite. You know, it says so many places in the Revelations and through the Tanakh, like Revelations 22:13, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." There's only one God that could say that. Revelations 1:8 is very important. I'm going to backtrack in the book of Revelations. Go to verse 8, chapter 1. It says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." Now, if you wanted to read that in the Hebrew, that would be Ani Ha'alef Ve'Omega Hatav. I am the first and the last. In other words, the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters in the Greek language, Greek alphabet. And in the Hebrew, we have the Aleph, which is the first letter, and the Tav, which is the last letter. So you'd say, Ani ha-Aleph ve-Hatav, Rosh Vasof. Rosh Vasof is the a lot of times you see Rosh, that means the head or the beginning. Vasof. Sof is like the end of the matter, like Sof Devar, or Sof, Sof. So, Ani Ha'alef V'Hatav, Rosh Hasof. And then the Lord says, Na'um, he declares, Yehovah, Elohim. He's the Lord God, declares it. Na'um in Hebrew means declaring, making it sure. Declares the Lord God. Yehovah Elohim, and he says HaHoveh, which is V'haya, which was V'yavo, which is to come. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. So we have Ani Ha'alef V'hatav Rosh V'tsof Naum Yehovah Elohim V'hoveh V'haya V'yavo El Shaddai. Very good scripture. Very good scriptures. He's the first and the last, which is and which was and which is to come. Amen. The Almighty. You know, we see in the book of John, chapter 8, 24, Yeshua says, I, Yeshua, said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins, if you believe not that I am he. You shall die in your sins. Isn't that amazing? Yeshua is saying that I am he. Lachen amarti. I say unto you, lachem, ki tamutu bechata echem. You shall die. Tamutu, that means you shall die, bechata echem, in your sins. Im lo, if you don't ta'aminu, if you don't believe, ki anihu, if you don't believe I am he, bechata echem, tamutu. You shall die in your sins. Chatat is sin. Bechatatechem is in your sins. Tamutu. Isn't that amazing? Mat is death. Tamutu is you shall, you know, you're going to die in your sins. So if you don't believe Yeshua says that I am he, you're going to die in your sins. This is John 8:24. Now go to 8:28. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he. I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father had taught me, I speak these things. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. John 9:9, the Gospel of John 9:9 says, some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But Yeshua said, I am he. Anihu. Anihu. I am he. John 13:19. Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, you may believe that I am he. That's John 13:19. Look that up. I hope that you print out this study. It's on the internet on my webpage. In John 18:5 it says, And they answered him, Yeshua of Nazareth. Yeshua said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. So Yeshua knows this. Judas also heard this. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Now these are the people that were coming to arrest the Lord. They were coming to actually get him. This is not slain in the spirit like some people think. These people were thrown down because he said, I am he. And these are evil people coming to arrest the Lord. And no man takes the Lord, but he lays down his own life, according to the words of Yeshua. No man can get him. So, these verses are very important to understand. This is also not in the Protestant world of being slain in the spirit. That is totally ridiculous. So, we're going to move right on here. We're in John 18:5, 18:6. Now 18:8, Yeshua answered, I told you that I am he, therefore you seek me, let these go their way. He said, I am he. And then Revelations again, I want to read that again, 1:18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Isn't that amazing? Yeshua says, I am he that liveth and was dead. Anihu, hachai, asher hayiti met. I am he that liveth, asher hayiti met, and which was dead. Ve hini chai, and I am alive. Le olame olamim, I'm alive forevermore. Olame olamim, amen, amen. I'm alive forevermore. I am he. This study, I just want to make sure you understand, it is the same message from the book of Deuteronomy to the book of Revelations, where the words Anihu or Anohihu are many, many places. The Yeshua says, I am he. There's only one first and the last. There's only one Aleph and one Tav. There's only one Alpha and Omega, right? In the book of Revelations 2:23, and it goes on to say, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts, and I'll give unto every one of you according to your works. I am he. You know, this is a live broadcast, so please don't let the phone calls and the internet connections get in the way of you listening. I'll catch up with all these people. I do this every day, all day, so people are always calling, and I just thank God for activity in the Lord. But Revelations 2:23, the Lord says, I am he. And you better have the Son, Messiah Yeshua, or you ain't going to have eternal life. And you might say, where does it say that? Where does it say if you don't have Yeshua, you don't have eternal life? Very important subject. 1 John 5:11. Let's turn to 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. God gave to us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Did you hear that? This life is in the Son, the eternal life. Vezot hi ha'edut ki chaye olam natan lanu Elohim v'chaye olam ele bayad bano. And I'm reading it like this. I want you to understand that it says, and this is the record, vezot hi ha'edut. In other words, it's the record, it's the witness. Ki chaye, that the life, the eternal life, chaye olam, eternal life, natan lanu, that God has given to us, natan lanu, he's given to us, Elohim, God, in the plural, he's given to us eternal life. The chaye olam, and this eternal life, chaye olam, ele, and this eternal life, bayad bano. Bayad means literally in the hand. Bano means of the Son. Okay? Ben is Son. Bano, of his Son. Let me correct that. Of his Son. This isn't any Son. So it's so good to see this. It says, God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. In other words, in the Son of God. And the Son of God isn't to be taken like you have a son or I have a son. It's the Word of the Lord. And the Word of the Lord was in the beginning. The Word of the Lord wasn't created. The Word is God. The Word is from everlasting to everlasting. And this is very important to understand. This Son concept is a little different than our earthly, fleshly Son concept. But I want to read this again. Vezot hi ha'adut ki chaye olam latan lanu Elohim v'chaye olam ele b'yad bano. So if you don't have his son, you're not going to have eternal life, because God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his son. 1 John 5:11. Now let's move down to verse 12. He that hath the son, this is God's son, in other words, the word of the word of the Lord. Did you receive the word of the Lord into your hearts? Did you receive the word of the Lord into your soul, into your mind? Did you cherish the word of the Lord? Did the word of your God, did the word of God dwell in you richly? Very important. We praise and thank the Lord today. May the Lord write these words upon the tables of our hearts. Verse 13 says, these things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, and that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you better have the Son, or you're not going to have eternal life. Very important. 1 John 2:23. Did you know whosoever denieth the Son? If you deny God's Son, in other words, his word, if you deny God's word, there's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one, Echad. So whoso denieth the Son, in other words, his word, the same had not the Father. That's 1 John 2:23. Please read this. And in Hebrew it says, Kal Hamechachesh Hamechachesh Baben Gam Ha'av Ein Lo. So if you deny the Son, Hamechachesh Haben, if you deny the Son, Gam, you also, Ha'av, the Father, Ein Lo, you also don't even have the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. If you acknowledge the Son, then you have the Father also. And that's Ve'hamodeh v'ben lo gam ha'av. So if you acknowledge Hamodeh v'ben, if you acknowledge the Son, lo gam ha'av, then you if you acknowledge him, the Son, you have also the Father. Av is Father. Gam is also. Gam ha'av, you also have the Father. 1 John 4:1. Beloved. Beloved. Praise the Lord. John calls you the Beloved, and his people there, the Beloved. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Make sure you can discern the Spirit, please, please, the Ruach, the breath of God. Believe not every spirit. Don't believe every spirit. Make sure that you learn this one. This is a rule of thumb I want you to learn today. Make sure the spirit that you're feeling, the spirit that's hovering in the room that you're in, make sure what you think you're feeling, make sure that spirit and the Word of God, Hadavar HaElohim, make sure the Word of God agree. In other words, make sure the spirit that you're feeling from somebody's message or somebody's teaching, make sure the spirit and the Word of God agree. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, they agree. So make sure that these also agree on earth: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. So if they agree in heaven, the three that agree in heaven, make sure on earth that the Spirit that you're feeling and the Word agree, because they are one. Praise the Lord. I hope that you learn this rule of thumb today. So if you don't have the Son, you don't have life. And if you don't have the Son, you don't have eternal life, because the life that God gives, the eternal life, is in his Son. Isn't that beautiful? Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, the Messiah, is come in the flesh is of God. And of course, this is the flesh of Israel. Yeshua is from the tribe of Judah, the fruit of David's body. So you have to believe that the Messiah is come in the flesh. This is the flesh of Israel. Then you're of God. Kal ruach hamodei beYeshua HaMashiach haba va basar me'elohim hu. So basically, kal haruach, every spirit, hamodei, that confess it, that that Yeshua HaMashiach haba basar. In other words, every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, the Messiah, is come in the flesh, basar, me'elohim hu, they're from God, okay? Me'elohim hu, in other words, they're from God. So you have to believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, and that he's come in the flesh, and this is the flesh of Israel, from the tribe of Judah, the fruit of David's body, prophesied by the Nevi'im, the prophets, in the Tanakh. And this is the spirit that you want to receive. Every spirit that confesses this, they're of God, okay? Now, verse 3 goes on to say, this is, we're reading from the 1 John, okay? That was verse 1, and verse 1 and 2. Now we're going to go to verse 3. Every spirit that confesseth not that Yeshua, the Messiah, is come in the flesh, is not of God, okay? If you don't believe that Yeshua, the Messiah, is come in the flesh, you're not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, or Anti-Mashiach. In other words, Anti-Messiah. Whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now, John says, this is thousands of years ago, even back then. Already it's in the world. So if the Antichrist spirit was in the world back then, how much more today? This is 2006. 2006 on the Gregorian calendar, even though we're in the 10th month of God, in the month Tevet, in the Bible calendar, and we're not sure of exactly what year it is. We're getting very, very close to the 6,000 mark. We don't know how far away we are. But if the Spirit was lurking back in John's time, which is a couple of thousands of years ago, getting close to a couple of thousand years ago, how much more today? And this is so important to understand. V'chal ruach asher enenu modei beYeshua HaMashiach haba v'basar lo me'elohim hu. So every spirit which confess it not. If you don't confess, every spirit that you feel or that comes to you that doesn't confess that Yeshua, the Messiah, has come in the flesh, and this is the flesh of Israel, they're not from God. V'zehu ruach soten ha-mashiach. In other words, soten ha-mashiach is these are the anti-messiah. It's the spirit, the ruach. Soten ha-mashiach. Asher shama'atem, which I should, it says shema, shama'atem, which I said, ki yavo, which should come, it says, which should come, ve'ata, even now, hinehu ba'olam. So John says, shema'atem ki yavo, which I said should come, ve'ata, which, and now, hine, even now, hu ba'olam, even now it's in the world. So this ruach, soten ha-mashiach, Soten HaMashiach, the anti-Messiah, anti-Christ. Wherefore, it says, whosoever shall confess that Yeshua, verse 15, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Yeshua is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. So you gotta confess this. And the Bible says you gotta confess with your mouth. You can't sneak around. You have to let your belief in God be known. I just thank God for this reading today. It's wonderful. You know, I'm not an Israeli, so I'm from New York. and my Hebrew is different than the Israelis because we've got a different accent. But it says the same thing with a New York Hebrew accent or Israeli Hebrew accent. I want to make sure everybody says V'cha ruach asher eninu modei be Yeshua HaMashiach haba be basa lo me Elohim hu. If you don't, every spirit that confess it not that Yeshua is the Messiah is come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of anti-Messiah. And he says, Bezehu ruach soten HaMashiach asher shema'tem ki yavo. He said, this is the spirit of Antichrist, which I told you is going to come. Ata hinehu ba'olam. And even now it's in the world. And then he goes on to say, Kal hamodeh ki Yeshua hu ben ha'elohim. Ha'elohim shochen bo vehu belohim. Whosoever shall confess that Yeshua, that Jesus is the Son of God, Yeshua, or the Latinized name Jesus, which comes from the name Iesus, which is okay to say. If you believe that Yeshua is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him. In other words, God dwells in you, and he in God. Yes, God dwells in him, and he in God. And that's what I just read to you in the Hebrew. Ka hamodeh ki Yeshua hu, ven ha-Elohim, ha-Elohim, Shochen bo vehu belohim. 2 John. Let's turn to 2 John. I'm almost finished here with the study. Before the phone rings again, or before the sirens go off, or before everyone, all the activity happens. But I praised God for this spirit, this ruach, that's upon us today, which is from God. Because the spirit that we're feeling, praise the name of the Lord, and the word, hadavah, agree. And this is very important to remember, the rule of thumb. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. It says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, is come in the flesh. There's many deceivers that say this. They've entered into the world. And this is even back in John's time, which is a long time ago. Think about it. How much more and more it's amplified and multiplied. Remember, we're way in the future from John. Very scary. It's very hard to understand sometimes that when the sun's out and the birds are singing and the flowers are growing and everything looks sweet, there's a raging battle going on between God and Satan for the soul of man and woman. So be mindful of these things. Don't get caught up into the day, but make sure you appreciate the day God gives you. We thank God for the health and for the beautiful days he gives us in our life. And we thank God for making these scriptures available to us today. But you got to remember, there's many deceivers entered into the world who confess not that Yeshua the Messiah has come in the flesh. And this is the flesh of Israel. This is, he's from the tribe of Judah. He's from the fruit of David's body. This is a deceiver and an anti-Messiah. It's an anti-Messiah, an anti-Christ. Ki matim rabim ba'u leolam asher enam modim beYeshua HaMashiach haba vabasa zehu ha mat'e vesoten HaMashiach. Very important. What I read to you, there's many deceivers. Ki matim rabim. Matim rabim. There's many deceivers. Ba'u, that are come le'olam into the world, asher, which enam, which they don't. Asher enam modim. They don't confess be Yeshua HaMashiach, that Yeshua, the Messiah, haba, he comes, ve'basah, he comes in the flesh. A lot of these deceivers are into the world. It says, zehu, these are hamat'e, these are deceivers. Vesoten, soten HaMashiach. These are deceivers and antichrist. So this is very important message that you have to understand. There's many deceivers. They're also disguised as the ministers of Messiah, the ministers of Christ. You might even see them in the pulpit. You might see them in the synagogue. I mean, the synagogue, think about it. They don't have the Son. That means they don't have the Father. We need to pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters that they come to the light so they can have the eternal life that's in the Son. In other words, in the Word of God. They reject the Word of God. They don't believe the prophets. They're foretold of the coming of the Messiah. You know, you can actually preach the gospel just with the books from Genesis to Malachi, because it's all there. And that's what Yeshua had. That's all that Paul had. They only had the Tanakh. They didn't have the Gospels and the letters. They were written later. Now, we are commanded to tell all people about the Messiah, Yeshua, and salvation. You have to share your belief. You have to share your faith. Very important. In the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, that's 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, go you into the world. Yeshua says, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say go to one nationality, just go preach to this nationality or that nationality. He didn't ask questions. Go preach the gospel to every creature. Right? Go into the world. Are you going into the world? Are you preaching the gospel to every creature? Don't be respect of persons. There's some people respect the persons. They got the scripture mixed up where it says it went to the Jew first and then to the Greek. It just means, that scripture just simply means the scriptures were given to the Jews first. And then later on when they rejected it, or some rejected it, I should say, the gospel was made available to the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nations. And now the gospel is for everyone. And it's always been for everyone. The Gerim was always allowed to join the people of God, to come into the covenant with God if they did tshuva, or they turned from their sins. They left their pagan beliefs behind, and they got on the ancient paths, the old paths of God, and they believed in the God and the Bible and His Son, in other words, His Word. Isn't that amazing? God calls His Word His Son. Amen. And the Word was made flesh, and a body was prepared, Apostle Paul says. A body was prepared, because God can't die, so a body was prepared, which was the perfect sacrifice, the sinless sacrifice, which was able to die, like it says in the book of Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 53, which is a messianic chapter. It's very messianic, about the Messiah, where he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes were healed. He bore the sin of many. He poured out his soul unto death. He made intercession for the transgressors. Isn't that amazing? And this body, of course, we know was killed, hung on a tree. Like the Bible says, he that hangs on a tree is accursed of God. God the Father shut the heavens on the Word. And there was darkness over the land there for a while. But we see, we read on, and like it's foretold in the book of Joel, yes, 3 days, 3 nights, then the Messiah is raised from the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. I am he which liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Praise the Lord. I thank God that we can do this live broadcast. I'm going to be putting this on my website where you can click on it. And it is, make sure you understand it was live. And we got a few more verses. We're talking about now sharing your faith and pushing the salvation of the Lord. Going preaching the gospel to every creature. That's Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you or anyone shall confess with thy mouth, you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart, if you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, that God raised Yeshua from the dead, okay? If you believe that God raised Yeshua from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whoso believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, understand this. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference, everyone. There's no difference. There's one God, Echad. There's one law, one way to walk, one halacha, one path. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all. Is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. If you use the Latinized version, Jesus, he'll hear you. If you use the Greek name, the Kone Greek, Iesus, he'll hear you. If you hear the name that we believe is his name, because we've seen it on the ossuary, Yeshua, which means he will save, he'll hear you. If you say it in Spanish, Jesucrist, or if you say it in any language, there's only one God and there's one Messiah. So if you say this, he'll hear you. If you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Now, people always stop right there, and there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone stops there, but the rest of the verse says, how shall they call on him? How are they going to call on Yeshua the Messiah, in whom they have not believed? So you have to go to the unbelievers and start preaching the gospel. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? If they never heard about the Messiah and the Word of God made flesh, and that the eternal life's in the Son, how are they going to believe? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? You better go out there and make a noise. And how shall they hear without a preacher? How are they going to hear without a Kohelet? The book of Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the preacher. How are they going to hear without someone going out there and bearing the word of God? You know, it says in the book of Isaiah, how sweet, it says, how beautiful. And how, before I get to that, it says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, and it's written in the book of Isaiah, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, it actually says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, and that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. That's Isaiah 52:7. Isaiah 52:7. And it's, you know, how beautiful are the feet that carry the gospel, the good news, that there is salvation in God, in the first, the Rosh, Hasof, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. There's only one God. Luke 12:8 says, we only have a few more verses and we're going to end this. Verse 8 in chapter 12 of Luke. Also I say unto you, whoso shall confess me before him, before men, if you confess the Messiah before men, it says, Yeshua shall it says, him shall the Son, Yeshua is going to confess you before the angels of God. And I'll read the verse exactly what it says. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man. He is the Son of Man, like it says in the book of Daniel. In the book of Daniel, the prophet, the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. So if you confess me before men, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denied me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Isn't that sad? Very sad. Matthew 24:14, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. The gospel in all the world is supposed to be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. All nations. Did you hear that, everyone? All nations. And then shall the end come. That's Matthew 24:14. Then shall the end come. Luke 14:23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways. Are you going out into the highways and hedges? And it says to compel them. Compel means to with fervor, with enthusiasm. Are you compelling them to come into the house of God that it may be filled? I wish people would do that. We have Sabbath gatherings every Sabbath. We need to go out and compel the people to come into the house of God. You know, King David, Melech David, in Psalm 51:13, he says, he also carried the good news. He says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways. He's going to teach transgressors, in other words, the unbelievers. He's going to teach them God's ways, and sinners, in other words, the sinners, shall be converted unto thee, God. So bring me near to you, Lord. I will teach transgressors thy ways. I'll teach them your ways, God. And the sinners will be converted unto you, God, the true God, the only God. You know, David said this, Psalm 51:13. Solomon, his son, said the same thing. It says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Are you winning souls to the Lord? Proverbs 11:30. He that winneth souls is wise. And I'm going to end with these few verses in the book of Acts by our brother Peter. He says in Acts 3:19, repent you. All of us, we should all repent, therefore, and be converted. Be converted unto God, that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus, the Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God had spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Amen. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, Peter says, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, even up to this point, Peter, we're still carrying on the work of the Lord. As many as have spoken have likewise foretold of these days. Peter says unto these people at that time, you're the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Yes, Abraham is the father of faith. Promise given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All the nations were and are and will be blessed. In other words, the Messiah is coming through the seed, and we are blessed with the salvation that is only in him. There's only salvation in him. There's only eternal life in the Son, in the Word of God. Did you receive the Word today? Did you receive the Son? Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed, in your seed, Abraham, shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son, Yeshua, Jesus, sent him to bless you, amen, in turning away every one of you from your iniquities, amen. And like we, and that is the same thing, the Word of God agrees everywhere. It says it's he turns away every one of you from your iniquities. Amen. You know, if you go back to the beginning of the study, it's very amazing. It says, we'd have to find it. It's up in the top of the study, where God takes away all your sins and don't even remember them anymore. I believe this was in the book of Isaiah. Let's see if we could find it before we close. It's in the book of Isaiah 43, verse 25. It says, I, even I, am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Isaiah 43, 25 goes exactly with the last verse. God sent Yeshua to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I hope you got something out of this study today. And understand that the Bible agrees everywhere, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelations. Make sure the spirit that you're receiving and the word always agree, because they agree in heaven, and they better agree on earth. And God bless you. Go preach the gospel to every creature. Go into the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Compel them to come into the house of God. I just thank God we could be here today. We are Kahal Echad BeMashiach. We're one of Messiah congregation. We just thank God and we give him the glory in the mighty name of Messiah Yeshua. May the Lord bless you. Please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God bless, and we'll talk again soon. Shalom, shalom in Messiah.